Let's talk about the telephone, and of course, to do this, we have to take a little step back in time. Of course, Alexander Graham Bell developed the telephone. Alexander Graham Bell was a professor of speech pathology at Boston University. He knew a lot about, he had the credit of being the first man to teach a deaf person how to speak, because he had a method of teaching them how to duplicate the vibration sounds that we make in our throats by taking a deaf person's hand and putting it on a throat and sort of through this method teaching them how to speak. And so he knew a lot about what amounts to vibrating membranes. And of course, that is the fundamental principle that underlines the telephone. In 1876, he demonstrated his system at the U.S. Centenary Exhibition in Philadelphia, and he blew people away. They thought it was a magic trick. There's this box on a table, there's no one around, and it's talking at you. Where is the ghost in the box? It was an amazing demonstration. He was a professor. He was not an entrepreneur. He never believed in entrepreneurialism, so he offered to sell his patents to Western Union, who were the head guys who ran the telegraph company, for $100,000, which was a lot of money in those days. He wasn't stupid. And they refused. They thought they could go in business against him using inventions by Thomas Edison, for example, which was another system. So Bell was forced to go into business for himself. He founded the Bell Telephone Company in 1877 to commercialize his system. Western Union kind of got wise. Gee, this actually looks kind of interesting. And so they entered into direct competition with a rival system developed by Thomas Edison. The first telephones deployed in the San Francisco Bay Area were not Bell telephones. They were Edison Gray telephones, it turns out. Patent infringement. He had the patents. He had the fundamental patents on these vibrating electromagnets causing, being reproduced at another set of vibrating electromagnets that could be the earpiece. And so because the legal system, in this case, ruled in favor of Bell, he was able to drive Western Union out of business. And he actually took over Western Union's assets in the telephone business.